And welcome back to One Winning Drive. Time now for our Q&A segment with Qadre Ismail. And Q, the Ravens with two interceptions against the Steelers, one from Ed Reed and one from Corey Graham. Let's break down Corey's interception, which begins with an end around to Antonio Brown.
Well, I'll do you one better. We can actually start back in practice, both on the practice field and in the film room, to help set up that interception by Corey Graham. A lot of times when you're looking at film and you're trying to study and try to get tendencies and what a team is doing, you look at old tape. In this particular case, week 7, it was the Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. And one of the things that the Steelers like to do, they like to have their bubble screen. In their bubble screen, they like to get it out to their wide receivers because they're strong run after catch type players. That being said, it's 2nd and 2. Obvious opportunity for a bubble screen to take place. The Cincinnati Bengals, they did their film study. They're aware of it. Look at the pursuit of it all. However, Mike Wallace does a fabulous job of clearing out the safety and his guy, the corner following him. That is where Todd Haley has the back coming out of the backfield, Baron Batch coming out of the backfield, wide open for a halfback pass, or in this particular case, a receiver pass. Flip it to our game. Corey's now looking and being aware of, okay, they're running the football. They ran it effectively against us. Here's the play action. Now, at the same time, you're seeing everyone get sucked up because of the reverse action and also Jonathan Dwyer's fake. Because everyone is sucked up, you would say, oh my gosh, here we go again. They're about to be wide open. You get the clearing of the receiver occupying two guys, and Jonathan Dwyer should be wide open because Corey Graham would have been on Antonio Brown with the reverse, but not so fast. You see him locating the ball. You see his awareness. And now watch his athleticism. The ability for him to flip his hips, something that he put into his game, the repertoire expanded, and then catching the ball at its highest point. You're talking about a great play that started with the mental process that ended with the physical abilities of him getting that pivotal interception.
It started with Corey on the line of scrimmage. Looks like he was getting ready to jam Antonio Brown and then just stayed home.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it is one thing to do your job. Trust what you see. Know that there is an opportunity for them to do a tendency breaker. In this particular case, well, there's the reverse. But my job says stay at home, even though I want to track down him and make a big play. Well, he did make a big play because he trusted himself and stayed at home.
Also, he told you in pregame that he saw Antonio Brown and Dwyer run that in pregame. Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really critical because sometimes in pregame, you can kind of get caught up in yourself and warming up and what do I need to do? But for him to be aware and kind of glance down the other side of the football field and see, oh, okay, Antonio Brown. I remember week 7, he had that halfback pass. Well, he's warming up right now with Jonathan Dwyer. Something to store away for me later on in the game.
And that interception led to the Joe Flacco to Anquan Boldin touchdown. Great stuff, number 87. When we come back, we talk Washington Redskins. Stay with us.